Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it? I stopped talking to strangers about it because I just know it's an instant turnoff for most people.
Yeah, it's a good job. Anyway, well, single.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Yeah.
Game week.
Anyway, welcome back to Game Week. Me and Dan, sorry, just bemoaning the lack of acceptance of fantasy football in wider friend circles. Dan, would you agree? It's a sort of big turnoff for a lot of people at sort of dinner party chat.
It's like fantasy premier lepers.
It is, yeah. Their eyes glaze over, don't they? As soon as you mention it. I never bring it up now, whenever with any groups of male friends or female friends. Never bring it up. If I get asked about it, and then, like you say, you start talking about it, but perhaps you go a bit too in-depth, and then they zone out midway through. So it's like, well, don't ask me about it if you don't want to know about it.
Yeah, I mean, I literally asked by my brother-in-law today, and I went, yeah, my wild card's active. And you could see him, you know, his eyes sort of start drifting and thinking of something else. And it's like, come on, that's the most exciting thing. If you're not going to be excited about that, then...
If you can't get excited about a wild card, I mean, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But, you know, that is the niche nature of this narrow cast that we call Game Week, where we're not only are we bemoaning the lack of acceptance in wider society, because that doesn't really matter, because you're our people. We're talking directly to you because you care about this sort of stuff. You're interested in Dan's wild card. Who wouldn't be interested in Dan's wild card? We'll come to that shortly. But, I mean... I just need a break from international breaks because I don't know if it was every time there is one, there seems like there's more than ever, and like, oh, we'll beat someone like Andorra, England will beat them 5-0, and it'll all be the same. And it's just, and now the South American ones are even worse. There seems to be a new I think this is new for FPL. The players never I mean, like Rafinha was playing on Friday morning, in the early hours of Friday
morning. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This morning, the time of recording, this morning. And he's got a game on Saturday. There's no way he's playing for Leeds on Saturday. Or is there, Dan?
I don't know. I got stitched up last time with that with Rafinha thinking he was out. And then he played and scored. So
I know, but surely he can't because he's got to fly back from South America. And then they've got a game.
There's a few in there. There's Alisson is definitely out, and Jesus and some of those guys this Saturday.
Jimenez games. As well.
Yeah.
Jimenez, I think, is doubtful because of playing away with Mexico. But I think Alisson didn't play in that second Brazil game, did he? So maybe he's all right, but I don't know.
No, it's just like that. I think it's restriction based. That
is it because of restrictions?
They said they're not going to be back in
time. Because. Bielsa was saying that Rafinha might play, but highly unlikely if he plays. The second game for Brazil, he played 70 minutes and scored twice, so he had an amazing game. He's going to be exhausted after the flight and everything, but then I still think, like, the player can't just say, I'm all right, I'll just play, it's fine, I've not got jet lag, I don't care, I'll play. Surely the team doctors will say, sorry, you can't play, we can't risk you because all of what you've been through is too exhausting. You're too tired. You need to rest and not get injured.
It's the, like, the last season of Rafinha being a good price, I think. Either he's going to be off to some other club anyway, or his price will go to, yeah, like 9-10 mil.
So I've still got him, but I think I'm just going to put him in. And then if he doesn't play, I don't think he'll be on the bench either. He's going to be completely left out, surely. I just don't want him to come on as a sub. But surely, I mean, if he's not playing, he's not even going to be on the bench either. It's just a complete resting of Rafinha for Leeds, isn't it? This is the sort of chat I have around in the kitchen at a house party. This is when it clears, when I'm sort of going, they're going, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go and find some snacks from somewhere. No, I want to talk more about Rafinha's likelihood of playing for Leeds this Saturday. But I mean, is he still in your wildcard team? I suppose that's the big question, Dan.
Yeah, I'm hung on to him. I'm really struggling in the midfield, actually. Everywhere else has been...
Yeah, right. Midfield isn't great because Torres got injured. Ferran Torres, the worst signing of my wild card. He never plays, and then he goes and scores on the international break and then gets injured. So now he's out for 6 weeks. Not that it matters because Pep doesn't bloody play him. So, and I was looking at replacement midfielders, and yeah, you're right. I don't think there's... I wasn't blown away by the options on my watch list, to be quite honest, around that sort of price point.
I know the Brentford fella's been very popular, who's actually playing up front. I can't think which one it is. Is it Bruno?
Yes. He scored a couple, hasn't he? But I didn't know he was classed as a midfielder. Wow.
He is, and he's only 5.5. Very popular buyer lately.
Yeah, I'll add him to my watch list now, actually. It's good. Yeah, I think Brentford have got some good fixtures coming up at the end of October, some nice-looking games. I mean, they got Chelsea at home. I don't think this was a great game to put a Brentford player in. But, yeah, he's a good shout, actually, isn't he? I went for my old favourite and yours, Dan, who's having a great season for Everton, Decore.
Oh, I've got him,
So if you're listening out for who I've cursed this week, that's probably who. It was like him or Townsend. I just think, like, he's got assists as well, but I suppose Townsend as well.
Now, does that mean Gray and Doucouré? You've got double Everton midfield?
Yes. I've got double Everton and I've got double West Ham going into this Everton-West Ham game. Because I've still got Fornals. Fornals is quite annoying. I'd forgotten about... When I've had him in the past, he's always been quite annoying. He pops up with the odd goal every now and again, but never delivers on a regular basis. So I've got Antonio Fornals up against Gray and Doucouré. But I'm just thinking that it could be an absolute goal fest, couldn't it? Everton-West Ham, it'll be 0-0 now, obviously. But Sunday, 2 o'clock, goals galore, surely.
Possibly. I'm tempted with dropping Antonio. I've been toying with it the whole time. Ooh. I only had him in for that week. And you've got to look at his stats in the last, five game weeks. He's only delivered, or is it four?
He's dropped off a little bit. Yeah.
Three good weeks. For one of us. Then they started playing in Europe, and then all of a sudden it's gone a little bit wibbly-wobbly.
And he will get injured. I mean, his hamstrings play up all the time. So, yeah, he certainly will get injured. But...
So I don't know. My other striker is the other popular buyer. In fact, most of the players I've bought in have gone up in price, which means I'm stuck whether I sell them or not before the window shuts. Huang, the Wolves.
Yes, right. Nice. He's the big bandwagon of the moment, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's striking up a nice partnership with Jimenez, it would appear, although does he get slightly rotated?
I mean, he's played the last two from the start. And as you said, Jimenez sounds like he might be missing this weekend as well.
Yeah.
And he might just be the one who lives on my bench, maybe.
I saw some very detailed article about Huang's career on social media the other day. It seems like he can be quite prolific in the right circumstances.
I enjoyed Squid Game, so in South Korean solidarity.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'm getting on Huang.
Right, yeah. I think he'll probably be quite good, Huang, to be honest. I mean, you know, to continue the Squid Game analogy, I suppose we're all the main guy in the black mask, controlling just our little plebs doing what we want them to do,
or
to get out of their horrible debt crises.
Or are they all the people that run Squid Game and we're the ones running around going through the loops?
He's twisted it on its head. Yeah, because we're the ones going through all the pain and anguish, actually, aren't we?
We suffer
every single week. You're right. I think your way around is better. I think, yeah. So Huang is like forcing you to take part in this game,
which
making you suffer.
Which players would you fancy to do well in the, without spoiling anything, Squid Games wise, if you had a player that you thought might be a good player for that tournament?
Well, I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo would be amazing. He'd be amazing at anything. But who's really old? I really liked the old guy in Squid Game. I mean, I'm trying to think of the oldest player in the Premier League. Probably, what's his name at Watford?
Ronaldo again.
Well, actually, you're right, yeah. But the old man in Squid Game.
Okay, so we recast.
He's really old.
He's an old man. We recast him as Ronaldo. All right.
Okay.
He's a sort of bully boy who's like a thug in FPL who gets sent
off. He's a nasty piece of work, isn't he, that guy? Are there enough bad boys in the game left anymore? I'm looking for some personality and some nastiness. I suppose, is it Granit Xhaka? He's always getting sent off.
All right, I'll have that. Yeah, that works for me.
Is he the horrible guy?
I suppose we could have Son and Huang as the sort of two females.
Yeah,
there's a sort of, I don't want to get into any more spoilery stuff, but they would do pretty well. I think Salah would be good on it because he's good on FPL.
He's good at everything. Yeah, I mean, Salah would definitely be good. I mean, this season's must-have, actually, Dan, obviously, isn't he? And he got you out of a hole yet again, didn't he, in the last game week? It seems such a long time ago, the last game week, but weren't you doing really badly until you captained Bleeding Obvious and he rescued your week? I seem to recall that happening. Is that true?
Average was 38. I finished on 46.
Yeah, let me look at your team. Maximan, 2. Tony, 2. Antonio, 2. Jota, 2. Rafinha, 3. Benrahma, 2. Shaw, 2. Diaz, 0. Dyer, 3. Saar, 2. You only had one player score but Livermento on your bench, you got 4. And Sanchez on your bench, you got 6. You only had one player that returned for you in your starting 11 and he got you 26 points. And as a Salah dodger, this is the sort of thing that sickens me to my core and makes me hate this game so much. I feel like one of the guys in the Squid Games is going to vote to leave and press in the red cross to get out of this bloody game. It's not worth it. It's not worth the pain and suffering. Dan, I didn't do very well, as you very well know. I got 34. And the average was 38. I'm staying around the average area. I mean, another really bad signing from my wild card was Ben Chilwell, and that was the one that I knew it would haunt me. I just didn't realise how bad it would haunt me. So I replaced him with Alonso, and of course this is the first time he starts with Chilwell over Alonso. Tuchel, and not only that, but Chilwell scores. I mean, it's when things aren't going your way on this game, they're really not going your way, and I've been beaten to a pulp by Thomas Tuchel there, to be fair.
Do you think he listens to the podcast?
I knew it was happening. There was no way I could stop it. It was a higher power at work. You know what I mean? It was like, that was destiny.
Do you think Tuchel listens? And it's one of the sort of perks if you're a manager in Premier League is to ruin FPL games and then listen to the results.
Specifically got it in for me, yeah. I mean, possibly. Tuchel is like the guy in the mask on Squid Game, to be honest. He's the new guy in the black mask.
Now, your
him big, and bloody Pep.
Your big money boys, Ronaldo and Lukaku. I noticed the price falling in Ronaldo this week, down to 12.6 again. How are you feeling about those two? Waste of money?
I went big on the big expensive signings. I mean, I think I'm not going to get rid of him just yet, purely because Lukaku's still got this great run of fixtures and he missed the second Belgium international because he's got sore muscles or something, but he's fine. But I mean, these next games for Chelsea, Brentford away, Norwich at home, Newcastle away, Burnley at home. I mean, if he doesn't score in that, if he doesn't score in those, he's not going to be sticking around in my team, obviously. Who am I going to replace him with? Who are the big money strikers to replace him with? Kane's still not back, is he? He's not back, is he? Come on. He's not on it. Not Mo Salah. It's Vardy.
Vardy. Yeah.
yeah,
who I backed, and then he did well. I said he'd do well, and I'm still pretty certain I'm going to get him in, even though they're playing United. I think that.
So are you putting him in your team, in your wildcard team?
Very, very probably, or leaving enough money to buy him for the week after. But Liverpool, Man U's fixtures are terrible, and I've completely abandoned Man U because of the fixtures they got coming up.
Yeah, but it's Man U. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. It's Man U. It doesn't matter who they're playing, Dan. Come on.
This is Ollie's
play the Man player, U. Not the fixtures.
Maguire and Varane both injured.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the centre-back pairing.
It's a big factor.
Fixtures, Leicester away, Liverpool home, Tottenham away, City home, and Champions League in between. I don't fancy that at all, thank you very much.
So you've got with a Greenwood finally, yeah?
Yeah, that was a long time coming, really. So sad, I'm getting see. Shot at him. The main thing that I've done with my team is I've getting Mendy in, I think, in goal. And Ramsdale.
I thought you were going to say the Man City. It's like, no, they're not even letting him out on bail. Don't do that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Chelsea goalkeeper, yes.
Yes, and Ramsdale, who's gone up in price already.
Ramsdale is looking good, isn't he, for Arsenal?
Keep Diaz, but add in Cancelo. So add an extra one in there. Then at the moment I've got Duffy.
Cancelo is pretty much a must have at the moment, isn't he?
Duffy and Livramento are the two obvious ones. And Tomiyasu, okay. my boy.
Oh man, you're obsessed with him, aren't you? You're obsessed with Tiramisu. Okay. Well, I mean, you must have seen him play more than I do because I've not seen much.
I want to get Trent Alexander-Arnold back in, and all three of those guys, and Cancelo actually, four of them, have all gone up in price. So I'm going to lose money by getting them back out again.
Have you got Trent back?
No, but I will do. It's just, who do I get rid of out of those three? Out of Duffy, Livramento and Tomiyasu. Maybe the Arsenal, because I've already got
Graham. I think down. Arsenal defenders aren't great, but personally. Get rid of Livramento and Duffy because they're in my team, and frankly, it's just going to get boring otherwise.
They've had three clean sheets in the
really
last four
cheap,
games.
They have. But I think is this partly down to Ramsdale, mainly down to him?
And they're playing Palace home, Villa home, Leicester away, all right, Watford home. They're not in Europe. I don't know. I think and they did have a good clean sheet sort of period last season. And the other thing to get shot of is maybe Jota, Benrahma, Antonio, St.
Yeah.
I have to juggle around that, but it's no premium midfielders that I want.
No, exactly. Who's there to get? Like, you're obviously not getting rid of Salah, are you? Jota's been a bit disappointing.
I heard a stat that if you captained Salah every game, you'd have 70 points extra.
Well, there you go. He's captain obvious. That's why everyone has him, Dan. What is his ownership at the moment? 62.2%. There's only a few brave soldiers still fighting the fight against his dominance. I mean, Mane is like, he's having an all right season, but it's not great, is it? Jota's not on fire. It's one of those phases where Salah's getting everything.
It's usually...
And Firmino doesn't even start half the time.
The best bit, it's usually the best bit in the midfield. You want like a De Bruyne, you want a sort of Hazard or someone's, Fernandes.
Big expensive midfielder,
Son's in great form, but all his form really has been at home. And they're playing away the next two games.
Son soon, I think, but not just yet.
Oh, November-ish for me, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, when's Kane going to come back? When will we ever see that smile on his face again?
I didn't mind him doing badly for England because it was like, there you go, this is what it's like. Don't blame it on Spurs. It's just not everyone. Yeah. He missed pre-season.
Yeah.
It's obviously not working well.
So, yeah, that's what I mean. It's a funny time to play your wild card, Dan. I didn't think you needed to play it. I think this was a bad time for you to play it because I felt it was unnecessary. Okay, you've sorted out your goalkeeper situation, made that quite strong. Who's in your midfield now, then?
I'm still struggling at the moment. So, Salah, Rafinha, Decore, and then there's two places up for grabs. And the same with the front line. Only Hwang is definite. The rest of them, don't know.
Hwang is the definite. The others, you're not sure. Vardy, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
But like even Iheanacho, he scored the other day. He's still not properly in that first team for Leicester, though, is he? He's not starting every week, which is annoying because they know that he can really score a lot of goals if they start him, and he's been a sub for most of the games.
One exciting thing to keep an eye on, even though it's morally reprehensible, is Newcastle.
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't spoken about it yet, to be honest. Steve Bruce is still in charge at the moment. I know. It's exciting, though, isn't it, for FPL? If Mbappe comes in January, imagine if they just go out and buy. I know, but imagine if they did. I can't see the Saudis are going to want to stick with Callum Wilson for much longer, or Joe Linton. I think Gale may finally leave. Dwight Gale, he's often loaned out to the Championship. I think it's finally time for him to leave now.
Presumably,
they're the richest club in the world by far, aren't they? It's going to be hilarious.
Presumably, there's a sort of percent, you know, like a financial fair play thing somewhere where they can't spend $500 million in a window. They've got to sort of bleed it out a bit and then do their pretend sponsors that are giving them lots of money. Oh, the stadium name's now this, that is worth $200 million a year. So I don't think instantly, but I'll just keep, I want to keep half an eye on their players, see if they change under whoever they get in charge after Bruce, and whether some of these might be integrated with better players and suddenly become good bargains.
So you're not keeping St Maximin, because he's had quite a good start to the season. His home form's very good, isn't it?
Is he
staying or going?
I'm undecided. Undecided on him. Not sure. But he's been a good buy for me. Yeah, I've had a couple of lucky, clever picks.
Yeah, you've had a couple of lucky picks. I'm glad you used the word lucky rather than clever there, first of all. At least you're being honest about the levels of spawn you've enjoyed at the start of this season. Yeah, but look, I mean, imagine if Kane goes to Newcastle. I mean, that would be so funny.
It's not FIFA.
The end to that transfer saga. It would just be hilarious, wouldn't it? It's just funny. I mean, I know. Human rights abuses aside, it's very exciting for FPL. All that money coming into the game, isn't it? I mean, who knows where it's going to take him. It's just me. Actually, you know what? It means another club that are going to rotate. They're going to have too many big names and they're going to rotate. So it's killing. If the whole top half of the Premier League are rotating every season, every game, I think it might be time to give up, to be honest. This game doesn't work with that level of rotation.
Maybe they'll have to change how many squad players we get. But there was another thing, a supercomputer that predicted the league, and they said Brentford were going to finish fourth. I don't know what sort of Atari it was, but yeah.
They've had a good start. Yeah, great. But I suppose when Sheffield United had that amazing run, where did they finish? It wasn't fourth, obviously. But
it never is. I remember Hull did it as well.
They always drop off a little bit. I mean, you know, but fair play to Brentford. They are. I mean, apart from Ivan Toney, I haven't had any other Brentford players because I don't really know enough about them.
Didn't you get
Raya? Oh yeah, I've actually got him. Yeah, you're right. Speaking, I've got him in goal. Yeah, but I'm talking about the outfield players. I don't really know. Like,
Camos seems to pop up.
We had all the stats at the start of the season, Dan, but I still don't really, you know. I mean, I don't really know Forest players. I don't care about any other teams in the Championship. It's the Championship, for heaven's sake. All I'm looking at is the Premier League. The F in Premier League. I don't know why I said that. But yeah, Canos seems like a decent bet. Kinda Mbueno. I mean, is he in your team? Because I would fancy it if I was playing a wild card.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't fancy any big money. The money's, unless I just really invest in defence, it doesn't feel like there's anything I want outfield. It's like, I don't want Ronaldo. I don't really care about having Lukaku.
Well, so you're not going to get Lukaku, because I think Lukaku's fixtures would suggest that he really has to be in your team, doesn't he? He's playing Norwich at home in the next game. Come on, Norwich at home.
They just play. Southampton at home.
Yeah, well, I know, but he's coming very. He came very close. He's on the verge of a hat trick. That's the thing with Lukaku. I mean, he will blank, but you know.
Maybe you'll talk me into it. But what I'd really like is Chelsea midfielders, but they're all injured or heavily rotated.
I want to have a Chelsea player to go in to fill Torres's injured boots, and there's just no one really you could pin your hopes on, is there? Kovacic started the season, he scored like a goal or something, didn't he? A couple of goals, maybe one goal. But he's a defensive midfielder. He's not really. And Havertz, I had early in the season, very disappointed for his 8.2 price tag. It's like they're all a bit.
I wonder whether it's
Kulusevski never Pulisicki never plays, obviously.
Might be worth a gamble on Mount, perhaps. But, I mean, if Werner was a midfielder, I'd get him, because I don't see why he's playing any different to Salah, really. He's running around that area, really, not in the middle.
Mm.
But, yes, I guess
we'll see. Hudson-Odoi, your boy Hudson-Odoi.
No.
He's been banging on about him for years. Feels like you've been banging on about him since he was at primary school. Always one to watch for the future, Hudson-Odoi.
That sounds he's very suspect. Big.
Only in your mind, Dan. Only in your mind.
And no one's really getting on Brighton players, even though they're doing so well in the league. It's not translating into FPL points apart from Duffy.
Well, defensively, I'm on Brighton with Duffy and Sanchez. I like all the Brighton defenders. They're all fairly decent, aren't they? Veltman's gets the odd assist. But yeah, attacking-wise, it's sort of Morpay, isn't it, really? And he's not... He's had a decent start to the season, but I can never really get that excited about Morpay in the past when I've had...
No. I guess we'll see. So your transfer was what? Getting...
Oh, I had to take Torres out, so I had to put Decore in. It's very simple... Yeah, I didn't want to do it, but I was going to give Torres... Well, this was the one game where Torres was going to finally play and banging a hat-trick. But, yeah, I really would like a Man City defender going into this weekend, but I'm not going to take a points hit to do that. So I'm just going to stick with that one transfer.
I'm excited to see the next sort of chapter in the Chilwell Alonso saga.
I know. So you getting rid of Alonso, obviously.
I never even had him.
Oh, I thought you did have him. I thought you had him for a while. No, maybe not.
Oh, yeah, I did. Sorry, I got him last week. The only week I was going to have him. Yeah.
I'm going to have to stick with him, but I really am incredibly worried about his rotation now more than ever. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens then, won't we? You know, that's
exciting,
all we can do.
Exciting game weekend.
It's in the lap of the gods, mate. Lap of the gods.
Captain Pick, who got in? Lukaku, by the sounds of it.
Well, probably. I mean, you know, because he's had an international game off. He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. He's on the verge of scoring. I'll probably captain him the next 2 weeks and see what happens. What about you?
I think I'll captain Salah, even though they're up against the mighty Ranieri.
Oh, interesting.
Watford away.
Oh, yeah, we haven't mentioned him. Dilly, dilly, ding, dilly, dong back in the game. I can't believe it. Yeah, do captain Salah for that. Yeah, I reckon there could be an upset on the cards there with our man, the old man, the old Italian guy coming back in. Yeah. Just for a bit of new manager bounce. Mm. A bit harsh on the old one at Watford, but then they always are, aren't they? That's how they roll. The old guy at Watford had a fairly decent start to the season. It's like, what's your problem? Why are you sacking the manager now?
It's something to do, isn't it? It's a laugh.
Yeah, it does. That's what I think it is. I think that they are like the man in the black mask on Squid Game. Oh. They're just doing it for S words and giggles, just saying, oh, should we change the manager? Why not? Yeah. Yeah, why not? Sod it. It's exciting, isn't it?
Is
there a tagline for Squid Game to end the podcast on? Because I don't know if there is a Squid Game tagline. If there's a catchphrase from it. Life is a game. There are many players. If you don't play with them, they'll play with you. And that sort of sums up what we've been talking about, right, Dan? Yeah.
Life is a game, and I want to play the game with you.
Yeah. Life, that's the name of the game, isn't it?
I
want to play the game with you. Life can be terribly tame if you don't play the game with two. The game of life? Was that them?
I can't remember.
I'll tell you what, our Scandinavian listeners are going to be loving this. Big shout out to the Scandinavian listeners. Talking about 80s TV shows. The game of life, I'm pretty sure it was.
It's a generation game, opening titles, as sung by Bruce Forsyth.
Sorted. There we go. Great. The Game of Life was a board game. Yeah. What am I talking about?
That would have been a very good version of. Maybe if they do a British Squid Game cover, it would be more like a generation game. People would die trying to remember the cuddly toy was there.
Oh yes. Hey mate, send it to Netflix. Send that pitch to Netflix. They'll be all over it. Sort of Running Man meets the Generation Game.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'll watch that.
Oh, yeah, or there might be like a bomb inside something on the conveyor belt and it explodes if you get it wrong or something.
Starring Mo Salah. Yeah.
Yes, there we go, sorted. Ravi, Dan, I'll speak to you in a bit. There's not much time to listen to this podcast, so let's get out of there quick. And remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.